Selezioniamo le interviste realizzate e le riproponiamo per voi. Musicisti, innovatori, artisti, sportivi, operatori sociali. Raccontiamo la città che cambia. Un archivio unico a disposizione. Scelti da noi e messi in onda per voi. Unica Radio. B-Podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the podcast live published by Unica Radio. My name is Liva and today I'm the host of the podcast. Today I'm joined by Rita. And Rita, ciao, welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm Rita. I'm from Sardinia, from a small village in the center of Sardinia. It's called Baulatu, near to Oristano. But right now I'm in Mexico City for one semester study, something similar to Erasmus program. I'm studying in Siena. I'm studying social science. The name of that master is sustainability and management of welfare, and I can say that I choose that after one experience that I did, that is service. So I think I want to talk more about this experience, because this experience changed my life. I don't know if you know about, if you ever heard about civil service. Civil service is a government program for Italian young people. And you can choose a project and you can choose when, where to do that project. You can do it in Italy or abroad. And project, there are different type of project, social project, or about education, sports, about agriculture. And I choose a social project in Peru. So I was working in an orphanage, in a center for young women victims of violence. I was living for 1 year in Peru, and that was the experience that changed me a lot, because it was my first experience abroad for a long time, and it was my first experience also in a different with a different culture, different language. So I think this was my the experience that really, really changed me. So after that, I travel a lot around South America. I travel also in Mexico, so that's why then actually I'm choose now to study in Mexico, because I've already been in Mexico and I really like Mexico. I had friend in Mexico, and so that's why also I'm here right now. So I really say to people that I suggest every young to do civil service. It's not important where, because you can do also civil service in Italy. And for me, it's not important to do volunteer abroad. You can do also in Italy. But the important thing is just to do volunteer. I always suggest to just do volunteer.
Wow, it seems that since you started to volunteer, you gained a lot of interesting experience. Especially my attention caught civil service, because in my country you don't have anything like that. So can you please tell me what kind of tasks you did while you were doing a civil service? You mentioned that there were different projects, but can you specify the main things you did there?
during my civil service, I was working in an orphanage with kids. I was helping. There was also a professor was helping that professor during the day for the activity, and I was also sometime with I used to cook and we give that food to people that needed that food. And then I was helping also for like there was a center for young people, and there was a library, an internet point access for that young people, and nothing. I was that center helping for the homework for that kid, for that teenagers. There was almost a teenager, and that was in Peru. Then I did my last experience was actually was during COVID. It was a short-term European Solidarity Corps in Tunisia. In that, I was also doing some activity for people that know they need some help, like for example, we organized some cultural events. Also to talk about volunteer, because people sometimes they don't know about volunteers. So the point was to promote volunteering. We cleaned the beaches, the street in Tunisia, and I did some activity in school with kids, and what else? Also we collaborated with other association, with old people, and we used to paint some school. It was nice because we were two generation, young people and old people, and we all together we painting the school and some building that need to be renewed. That was in Tunisia. And during youth exchange, I did youth exchange about climate change, about human rights, about music, about art. And I really like to do youth exchange because for sure, because I met a lot of people from different countries, but also because I think I improved my English during that youth exchange that I did. And also because I discovered more things about myself. I think I become more creative. I'm more creative now. I learn, more about music, I feel that the youth exchange helped me a lot. All that I did, for sure, there are youth exchange. Every youth exchange is different, but every youth exchange gives me something, and I'm really grateful that I did all that experience in my life.
Thank you, Rita. Now we will have a short music break, and right after that we will be back. See you soon! Welcome back to the podcast live. My name is Liva, I'm the host, and today I'm speaking with Rita. You mentioned that you did a lot of youth exchanges, and one of the things you learned was creativity. So I wanted to ask you, now looking back on your experience, what, in your opinion, was the most important thing you learned, and maybe even change you in some ways?
I learned to don't be afraid about my future, to just live the present with people, to live that experience, to talk with people, to share also about the experience, because I think before I was not that much, I didn't used to share about my experience, but after that youth exchange I understand that it's really important to share what, because maybe I don't know, you know how to play a guitar, you can share it, and it's cool, because every people knows something, and if you share that, then everyone can help each other, everyone can learn by each other. So I learned by learning, and this is really important, to share what do you know, to share your experience, to talk also about how you feel, because sometimes we don't talk about our feelings. So during that youth exchange, I become more open, more open-minded, but not just open-minded, more, I don't know how to say in English. I decide to open myself to people, and to listen them, but also to talk more with people, and just share. This is what can I see? I think this is the most important thing that I learned.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you that non-formal learning is very valuable and people should pay more attention to it. And like you mentioned, learn day by day. So how do you think volunteering affects our society, and is it worth doing it?
I think, especially, I don't know, in Sardinia and Italy, volunteer is really important, because actually because of the system, because volunteer also for me meaning also, I don't know, someone need, your neighbor need help for something that it could be, I don't know, you need help, for example, maybe there is a an old man that need help for internet stuff, that did, maybe it happened to me that old people they need more help for internet stuff, and this is volunteer. I think every people need to do this, because I see now, because I'm living in a big city, in city Mexico City, that people in here is, I don't know how to say in English, is like always running because they need to go to work. They always running, and they don't stop to help people. In the first day that I arrived in Mexico City, I was a bit scared because people was not that much nice with me. Then I understand because the society here is different, and people here has not the time. People can't help you because they have to run to go to work. But doing volunteering is helpful for society, but also for yourself, because then when you help someone else, you feel also better because you did something. And it's happened to me when I feel like I am helping someone else, but then it's like I receive back what I did. Because, for example, now in Mexico City, I met a Sardinia guy. Wow, you are from Sardinia, really? In Mexico City, where are you from? We started to talk a lot, and he asked me to help one friend that is going to do Erasmus in Siena, so the city where I'm living in Italy now and where I'm studying. And so I helped that guy for because he was looking for a room in Siena, and I helped him because also someone else helped me when I was looking for a flat in Mexico. So I think it's like this life. You help someone else, and then maybe you will receive back the help from someone else in your life, because this is how it's going the world. But everyone, I think, need to do volunteer in life. But volunteer does not mean going abroad for a long time. You can do volunteer every day, just with small action, because also small action can change the world, can help someone. You can do just one small action, and with this small action, you can do a big action for someone else.
Thank you very much, Rita. Now we will have another short break where you can enjoy some music, and we will be back right after. To the podcast live. My name is Liva, I'm the host, and today I'm speaking with Rita. You already mentioned that even with small actions we can change the world. So by seeing our society, have you noticed some specific competences that we should improve to make the world even better place for us?
I already mentioned it, creativity. Because I mentioned it when I was talking about youth exchange, because I feel like in school, during primary school, but also all that year that I was in school, I was not creative person, because in school they teach us about maths, history, about a lot, but they don't. I feel like I didn't improve my creativity, and I improved my creativity during youth exchange, and this is a really important competence, because without it everything will not change. So for me this is really important competence, creativity.
At the end of the podcast, I want to ask you the last question. What would you suggest to people who are still unsure about doing volunteering locally or abroad? Because there sadly are a lot of people who are still confused and not sure if they should try it, because they think it could be also a waste of their time.
There are people that they don't feel comfortable to go abroad. So I can understand that it's not for everyone going abroad for 1 year and doing volunteer abroad. But you can do volunteer locally, you can do volunteer in your city, in everywhere. But I always say to people, just start to do volunteer, because volunteer change your life, and it's not important where. Just do volunteer.
Thank you very much, Rita, for being here with me today. I wish you all the best, and thanks to our listeners as well. Podcast is over now. We hope you enjoyed this episode and see you next time.
Noi selezioniamo le interviste e le riproponiamo per voi. Riascoltale su unicaradio.it o scaricale. Unica Radio. Portala sempre con te.